Nancy, we know lots of people head to Labrador to experience the majestic scenery, but a German couple have taken their love for nature and adventure to a whole new level. All winter, Harold Paul and his wife Sylvia have been living on their boat anchored just off the coast of Nain for the entire winter.
Stuck in ice.
Yeah. Yep. Our Kate Kyle reached Harold Paul to talk about how the couple fared over the winter.
Harold Paul, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
So you made it through the year living on your boat in northern Labrador. What was that experience like for you?
If I want to say all experience, then I must write down my book. But for the first, I had a lot of experience with wild animals, of course, and with the weather situation. We had a lot of strong winds and blizzard and strong ice around the boat, and that's what I need. I would like to have a strong weather situation, but because I can learn from that.
Remind us again why you wanted to do this.
Yeah, we had it all over the world, a big discussion over the ice. How is the ice building? What has happened? If you have strong wind, or what is depends, or what is necessary, cold temperatures, or what it is. And I learned it, and I make a research for that. Why is the ice frozen? And I learned that now, and I write that down, and I know that now. I've been standby for 6 months in the heavy ice. I make all-time hold around my boat, and I keep it that free, and then I can measure that every time, and I can measure the temperature, and now I have the result.
So we talked to you before the winter set in, and we talked a bit about ice conditions and how your boat was going to handle being frozen all winter in the ice. Tell us what that was like.
Not a big problem. If the ice is not moving, then it's very easy. Then you have not so much ice pressure. In this area was, I've been the last winter time now here in the northern part of Labrador, it is not moving too, and I can make that open with a chainsaw around my boat, the same as the hole from the seals.
So the boat, you actually cut the ice around the boat to make sure it wouldn't get crushed.
That is very important.
I understand that you modified your boat as the winter went on. What can you tell us about that?
I make a much more isolation. As it's a normal, it's its first a special a customs built. That's the first. I have much more draft and much more weight. It's a totally steel hull, and I have more than 25 centimeter isolation inside. It's about a little less than 1 foot. And it's a special isolation. I filled it up behind the wood from the boat inside. Yeah, I have a 3 heater system inside, and I take it 1 wood stove, a normal air heater, and then I have a generator too. Then I can use a normal small electric heater. And then I'm safe enough for that. I have double windows inside and the wood door, a very strong wood door. Yeah, that's all. And the boat must be not too big, and then you don't need so much warm air, you know.
How did you find the Labrador winter?
I asked a lot of original inhabitants, and he called me. It was this year a little milder as normal. That's for me a little plus, of course, but it was a nice area, and that's what I've been happy for that winter.
Did you see any interesting animals when you were out on the ice?
Yes, of course. It's my life. The animal, the favorite is the black bear. And I see not so much, I saw not so much wolf. That was a little bad for me. I want to make a little more wolf. But I see then moose around my boat. He's going around my boat on the ice, maybe 30 feet, 40 feet away from the boat. It was a very good action. And I produced a film too, and I had it on my camcorder. And that was nice. And the seals coming very close to me. He making holes around my boat, and it was nice.
So they were coming to check you out.
Yes.
Now, some people might think it's quite strange to do what you did this winter. A lot of people wouldn't want to do it. What motivates you to do these types of adventures?
Yeah, the first is you need a little experience, of course, a little skill, and you need a feeling for the nature. That is, and I learned that, you know, I'm being 30 years forest ranger now, and yeah, that's my life. I do not more as to live in the nature all time, and it's for me in a normal way.
What happens next? Where are you going now that the ice is thawed, and where are you going next?
Yeah, then the next is I want to go to north, but this is the moment not possible. The ice is too covered there. I go now to south, maybe to St. John's.
Do you ever get lonely? I know you're there with your wife, but just the two of you on that boat. for such a long time?
My wife and I, we are married 30 years long. And that's normal work. You must know we are not a pleasure boat. We make this a small commercial, and that is the work and the life together. That's maybe a small difference between the other boats.
Well, you've certainly had a very unique experience. Are you going to do anything with the research that you've collected? Are you going to do anything with that when you get home?
Yes, of course. I write down the book. That's the first what I do. Oh, that's the second. The first is I want to cut my movie and produce a film for that. And, yeah, I want to sell it that. And then I make reports, slide reports. And, yeah, I hope I become a little more TV discussions with professors and doctors. Then I hope he can use my practice site observations.
Well, good luck with that. Thank you very much for your time, Harold Paul.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Happy sailing.
Thanks.
Harold Paul and his wife Sylvia have been living on their boat all winter just off the coast of Nain. They are from Germany.